Welcome to episode 548 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Kristen. Norwegian's newest ship has arrived. The Norwegian Aqua is the first ship in their Prima Plus class. She boasts an Aqua Slide coaster, larger spaces, and newer restaurants. Recently, several Outlander travel agents were able to check out this new ship in New York for a two-night inaugural event, and Sandy is eager to tell us all about it. So let's get started. Yeah, there were several of you on that ship, and it
It was awesome. We had Elizabeth, me, Donna, and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a good crew.
Yeah, y'all had a nice crew on there.
There were a lot of Nexion agents too, so we had some Nexion.
I noticed that. I kept seeing people that I knew, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, "That's cool."
Yeah, man,
gorgeous. Very
nice.
Ship.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. So this was in April, and you know, they talk about this Aqua coaster thing. Mm-hmm. It was so freaking cold in New York and raining. And it was like, nobody's getting on the Aqua coaster because it's 40 degrees outside. I've never done
tell
one.
Tell me about it because that sounds totally my speed. The Aqua coaster that
I saw really Savannah did it.
Savannah and her husband did it.
I saw her. Yeah, I saw her a video that she did. That was really cute.
I mean, it was cold out, y'all. I didn't do it. I walked around there and saw it. But I did a lot of walking around outside, but it was raining. And it just didn't – it's so different than, like, the inaugurals I've done in Florida because it's always sunny in Florida. And, you know, you're always going to the Bahamas. We actually didn't go anywhere because you have to go to a foreign port if you leave. And we just couldn't, you know. So we had basically a floating hotel for two nights, which was awesome. But they didn't open the casinos or the shops because we never left the port. So that was the only thing. But it was, I mean, I don't go to the casino anyway, so it doesn't bother me. But But it was gorgeous. It's a gorgeous ship. It's very different from the other Norwegian ships I've been on. I haven't been on a Prima class, so I can't really compare. I think it's similar to those, but a little bit bigger.
And this is the Prima Plus? Is that what it's?
Yeah, they call it Prima Plus. They basically took all the feedback, you know, of what people would like, you know, to like a little more space to walk around. And the cabin felt like a really good size. We had a balcony cabin. It was different, but it flowed really well. And it was...
Yeah, I saw Amy did like, I think she did a Facebook Live or something. So I saw she did a little walkthrough and her cabin looked very spacious.
It looked very big. I thought it was just nice. I think I even commented like, what's the size of that room? Like that looks like, does it sleep more than two people? I mean, it looked really quite, and the bed looked really large.
Yeah. And the bathroom was a good size. And, you know, cruise ship bathrooms are not big, but
it's tiny.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I took my cousin and she hasn't been on a cruise since she was a little kid and her family's going on the Norwegian Escape in a couple of months and there's four
of them. Oh, so she's going to compare. Big difference.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, I don't know how, like, this is not the size your cabin's going to be and there's going to be four of you, you know, because her kids are big now. Yeah. So it'll be different. But yeah, it was different. It was good though. It was a beautiful ship. Really nice. And they, with the Prima class, they are like trying to elevate the way that the decorations and the textures and the, you know, just the whole layout and everything. So, it was really nice.
Nice.
And it holds fewer people than the other ships I've been on. Cause normally like the Escape and those ones like Encore, those are like 4,000 plus this ship is like 3,500.
Yeah.
You know? So,
oh wow. That is much smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So it's a nice, I don't know that the ship itself is smaller, but because there's more space. But it was nice. It was really pretty.
Nice. Yeah. So what did you think? Well, you've been on Norwegian before, but was the food? I mean, did you do any special? Well, you're on there two nights, so
so
it's hard to get in that specialty stuff.
Yeah. So the other times I've been on an inaugural, they don't even let you unless you're like Danny, you know, to the specialty dining. So I wasn't expecting to. But what they did on this one was they assigned you a specialty dining restaurant on one of your nights. And you couldn't choose it. You couldn't change it. So you just got what you got, you know. And so I know like Donna and Elizabeth, I don't know what Amy had. I think they all might have had the Los Lobos, the Mexican. Mm-hmm. And it was early. It was like 5:30 or 6. And so they all went to that. And I heard that it was very nice. And they did like they do tableside guac. And it's supposed to be really good. Nice. My cousin and I got assigned to the 9:45 hibachi restaurant. And I was like,
9:45?
I know.
Okay, I was like to eat late, but that's like bedtime.
That's bedtime.
I do not like to eat late, and I am not going to stuff myself with that much food at 9:45.
Well, it was hibachi, like cooking in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Like the teppanyaki. Really. Yeah.
Oh, yum.
So I know. I bet it was amazing.
Yum.
Go. Oh.
You didn't.
No, that was too late. I couldn't eat dinner by 10. Yeah,
I couldn't eat dinner at almost 10 o'clock at night.
I'm bummed that I missed it. I mean, but I would never make, well, maybe I would on a 7-night sailing, make a late night, but no, I knew it wasn't going to
happen. Have an afternoon nap and a few cups of coffee. And
you know, it's like you get 2 nights to do everything on the ship. You can't do everything on the ship, you know? Like, so I really wanted to see the shows and I wanted to do that other stuff. So I wasn't really sad to miss the specialty dining because dining, like the restaurants take a while and, you know, it's like a, you know, it's a thing.
It is.
But we went, so they have a food hall on this one. This is new to the ship. This was cool. If you've been on like the Escape or, you know,
I did.
The Encore has it?
I did Encore.
Okay. So they have like, did you eat in the restaurant where they had like the iPad where you order the food? It was a specialty dining. Food Republic?
I don't think I ate there.
Okay. Okay. So never mind. But I'm just kidding. So it's similar to that. So basically the food hall has all these different stations. There's the new Planetara one, which is their vegetarian forward restaurant. Right. But there's several different stations that have different kinds. There's like a barbecue one. There's like a soupy noodle one. And then there's several to choose from. So you have the iPad and then you just find yourself a seat and you order on the iPad and they bring it out to you. And that's included. That's one of their free dining ones now. So
it's like a food court essentially.
Yes.
You're like and then you just sit at the table and I order if I want noodles that somebody else wants.
You can get appetizers, whatever. You can get, you just order whatever you want.
Oh, wow. And it's all like throughout the day?
So yes, they do serve, they definitely, we ate lunch in there. We ate in there twice in 2 days. So,
Must have been good then.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good and it was pretty quick. I know for the lunch, we scooted in there right before they stopped serving. We didn't realize that, but, you know, they stopped serving at like 2 p.m. and then they would switch over for dinner. So it's not like it's open all day long. There's times for it, but it was a great option. It was really good. Everything we had was really good. And it was different menus for lunch and dinner. So that was nice too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that concept a lot.
And now
I'm wondering if I did eat in there. It sounds a little familiar. I don't know. It's been several years ago.
Well, on the other ones, Food Republic is a specialty, and they
If you
have the dining package, you get like 4 plates for everybody, you know, like per person or whatever. So it's a good one. But and they had like, so another place they have where they serve like late night and all the time is the local. I think it's called. Local.
Yeah. You see. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So that's on the other ships too. But this one, this was in a different area and it was really cool because you have to kind of walk through that area to get to the other restaurants in the aft of the ship. So it's laid out completely different than what I was used to, but it was gorgeous and really cool areas and lots of kind of, I don't know, there's just like different bars that you could wander up on and find more places to sit. They have a lot of huge lounge outside of the restaurants for you to go and have drinks before. You know, they had like a piano player out there and it was good.
Nice.
It was really nice.
So did you go to any of the entertainment?
I did. I went to both shows. So I'm actually going to have to click on my link and see what that one show was called. Because so the first night they had like, it was, I want to call it like a variety show kind of thing. It was a little bit of everything, right? It was, there was a magician. There was like people, you know, like doing the circle things and hanging from the ceiling and, you know, like, what am I thinking? What do you call it, guys? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was, I forget what the name of that show was, but it was pretty good. You know, it was, I would say it's kind of typical cruise ship, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
It was good. It was an interesting concept. It was like all the different elements. So it was a little artsy, you know, but it was cool. The, like the performers were coming through the audience and stuff. So they were kind of all around you everywhere. So
oh, that's fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was neat. And the way they set up their theater was really interesting because the whole, like, when you walk in, if you come in, there's three levels, you know, like you could come in on deck 6, 7, or 8, right? So if you're on 8, you're on the balcony and you're like way up high. 7 is kind of the main, and then 6 is where the stage is. And they had, so for the show that was like the variety kind of show, they had like folding chairs out there, you know, and,
interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting, but they moved all that away. And for the other show, so they have another show that's, it's called Revolution. It's a Prince themed show. It's called A Celebration of Prince.
I love that.
Yeah. So, but okay. So this is insider tip. And if you have people going on the ship, this is what I would tell you is if you want to sit down, you have to show up early because they only have those two levels to sit. And the whole bottom level, there's no seats. But the reason is because they want it to feel kind of like a concert and they want people down there or like a club, you know, like they want people down there dancing. They have somebody come out before like a DJ hyping up the crowd, you know, it has that feel that it's, you're like, you're at a concert. Oh. But I didn't realize that. And whenever we were trying to find a seat, they weren't really telling us we could go down to that level because we thought we're like, oh, are those all the Haven guests? Like, why are some people down there, you know? But no, everybody can go down there. They want you to go down there, you know? So that is, it's supposed to feel like a concert. So if you want to be in a seat, then you have to get there early because those fill up. And then,
and those are cool, like 7 and 8. Like,
yeah. And you want to be on 7. We had to go up to 8 and it was kind of obstructed viewing. Up
That's
there.
What I was going to ask. So, I mean, how can you see? I guess I'm just trying to visualize it in my head. Yeah. That sounds fun though. I like the whole concert idea. I would.
Yeah. And the tempo is great.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But one thing they're doing, so there's not like a big Broadway type show. That's their main show, the Prince show. They also do, so they have another club called Sid Norman's and it's like a small bar kind of like where you would have smaller entertainment. And they, in the other ships, they were doing a show in there called Rumors and it's a Fleetwood Mac show. And they, it's so good. They basically take you through the whole album Rumors and they talk about like what was going on in the band at this time. People were breaking up, you know, like all that stuff. It's so cool.
Oh, that would be interesting though.
And it's a really popular show. So not just on this ship, on other ships too, they've moved it to the main theater. So because so many people want to see it and you couldn't get in because it was such a small club, you know? Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to see that one because we only had 2 nights. So they didn't show that one, but I've seen it before and I highly recommend. It's so good. Really good.
That's
so
cool. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was good.
One thing I noticed that they have is, sorry, I totally switching gears, but just looking at our notes, there was something that caught my eye that I thought looked really cool was they have a glow court.
Yeah.
Which is LED sports floor paired with neon lights. Like, you know, like the sport, like for the, like basketball and stuff like that. The sports court.
Yeah. It's like hyped up basketball.
So you play it at night?
You can. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It lights up with LED lights.
They have like all this high tech play area. I mean, they have like a darts thing that is high tech. They have their putt-putt is like next level. I do think there's a charge for that. Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta see cool. this.
Yeah. It was cool. We walked out there, but like I said, it was raining and nobody was out there because it was cold.
So you can't play because you're freezing.
I mean, you could have. They had it. They had like, they had a bunch of different things out there. They have a pickleball court. So,
cool. I mean, who doesn't? People? Who doesn't now?
I mean, same.
Well, but this one says pickleball. It's not like dual purpose.
There's
it's
no
pickleball.
Questions. Is this a pickleball yeah. court? No, it yeah. is.
So, did you say that the mini golf is an extra fee?
I believe it is because when Lindsay and Brooke did that transatlantic on the Viva, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. they said that it was extra for like the darts and the puppet and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think they did it and they said it was really nice and good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like the whole like sports area of what other ships are doing, this was really cool. It was very high tech, very
that sounds
very fun.
Too. I mean, I'm not super athletic. I'll play a little pickleball and you know, I'll do a little mini golf, but that's
I'm
about
happy
it.
To cheer you on. Happy to cheer you on.
Yeah, and then they have that aqua slide coaster. I mean,
no, I totally would do that. Now
that sounds fun. That
like
sounds
I
want to, really
I want to go on the ship now just for that. No lie, like that.
I know. Well, and they also have a dry slide. That's a drop slide, but
it was drop not open. Dry.
Yeah, what? It's like you stand in the thing and it drops out, and you. It goes, I don't even know how many like decks it goes down, but yeah,
just
it wasn't
straight. I gotta look at this.
You should look at it, but it wasn't absolutely. Open when we were there because apparently they were having
if you'll just
an issue with people not stopping. So
if you'll just wait a hot second, there will be so many YouTubers doing videos on that thing.
I'm
you'll
sure
get
I'll
to
catch
see
it.
All...
Don't you worry. I will catch it.
You'll get to see all the footage. Oh, my goodness.
What else do they have? Like, right. They have other wet slides, or was that primarily the only just the aqua slide?
So... Honestly, I can't remember.
That's okay.
Water
it was
slides.
Cold. I mean, like,
yeah,
well,
I know.
I'm sure just that was a whirlwind of. I mean, just two
and that's
nights.
It,
that, was,
you barely
that was a whirlwind.
Was like 48 hours, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
there was definitely a there's like a splash pad kiddie area that had like a bunch of stuff too. So that was cool. The main pool was not super huge, but they have like this this whole deck that they call Ocean Walk, and there's infinity pools on that deck. So they kind of spread out the pools so that you can, you know,
I like it.
Yeah. Try to spread it out.
Spread and, the people out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
well, I did see there's something they've done with this ship now, which is new, which our Haven guests would love is there's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath new Haven, their Haven duplex.
Yeah,
let's
go. Like 2 stories. I know.
Let's go. Why are we
I think
not?
We should all.
This
we should all just split
let's
it.
Go.
I mean,
I'm in. Let's go. That sounds amazing.
I'm down.
So it's 3 bedrooms.
3 bedroom. Yeah.
How many baths?
Bath? 3.
Yeah.
3 bedroom, 3 bath.
Wow. Were you able to tour any of the staterooms, Sandy? Or
no, the Haven was full because we had like corporate was on this cruise. So,
yeah.
The Haven was full. They did do tours of the Haven, like common areas, but I didn't make it to that because, you know, I figured I would, somebody else would, and I would see their pictures.
Yeah.
But,
no, that's fair.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
similar to the other Haven areas on other ships.
Yeah. I'm sure it's probably fairly similar to the others.
But maybe. I will say they're strict about it because, you know, Danny was there. Right. He was in the Haven. And I know that he took Elizabeth to see. I know he took Elizabeth to see like his room and stuff, but he could not get her into the restaurant. So, you know, there's the restaurant is exclusive to Haven.
I kind
of
like
guests.
That because I feel if I'm paying for Haven prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's. You know.
Makes and they sense, have their own pool area and stuff. I did tour.
And I do like that with Norwegian. That seems to be for sure. I like how they kind of separate that if you want to have that upscale experience or that next level.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know why you'd leave the Haven, but they do. They have special seating in the theaters for Haven guests and stuff. So they hold that up until the show starts. And then if people don't come, they do that. But yeah. Yeah, it's like their ship within a ship concept, and people really love it. So,
yeah.
It looks really cool. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add that we have not covered on this amazing new ship Oh, do tell. Do tell.
I want to talk about the thermal spa.
Yo, I love a thermal spa.
Well, I know. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like go get a massage spa person, but I do love a thermal spa. And I think Norwegian has really good thermal spas. So we did take a tour of this and it was amazing. They have the pool that has the loungers in it and it, you can turn on the bubbles and stuff. So, and that's the like the body temperature pool. So it's nice and warm, but not hot. And then once you do that, you can switch over to the, they have all the different, the rooms. So you're supposed to do like,
you're supposed to do them in a certain order.
Yeah. It's like hot and cold and there's steam and there's sauna. There's a charkel room.
Okay. Ooh. I did the ice or the snow room, the ice room, whatever it's called. I went, okay. I'm going to tell you what though.
Yeah.
I know, Kristen, I know you don't like to be cold, but something about being in that heat and then your body immediately steps into that cold. Like it's amazing. It's supposed to
be really good for you. And the,
it's amazing how actually like refreshing and good that feels. I was shocked.
And the charcoal and the clay room and the salt room, those are all supposed to be like really good for your skin and for your breathing and all that stuff. So
and of course the heated loungers.
Oh yeah. Oh,
sign me up for
these
that.
These were different. So normally when I see them, they're like the ceramic tile and it's the little squares. These were just smooth and they had a ton of them. So it's a very good size. They had a lot.
The first time I saw those when I was on Encore, I was like, oh my gosh, that looks terribly uncomfortable. Oh my word. Yeah. But you lay in it and it's hard as, I mean, it literally is like laying on concrete, but
it's nice and warm.
It's heated.
Yeah.
I think I maybe lasted about 5 minutes out, took a nap, had a great nap on that thing.
Yeah. And the nice thing too, that this is another thing that they do really well. All those loungers are facing these huge windows. So it is like,
it's so nice.
Yeah. And another thing they have on this ship, which they have on some of their other ships that I've been on, is the observation lounge. And the observation lounge was super nice too.
That was my favorite. Like afternoon, I would dip in there with a book and a glass of wine and just,
That's a beautiful spot.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, so the main area where you come onto the ship is kind of like the hub. So it's, there's three floors of it and there's bars on each floor. So it's kind of nice because like if there's the, you know, if the musicians are playing on deck seven, you could go find a seat on deck six and you can hear them, but it's not so loud, you know? Right. And there was like tons of seating around stuff like that. There's a wine bar on this one. There's a whiskey bar. Yeah. Ooh. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Wine bar.
You would like it. Yeah. and we did walk through the buffet area, which is called the Surfside Cafe. And it was, it's smaller. And I think the reason it's smaller is because they have the local and the food hall. So you don't have to just go to the buffet. So I didn't actually eat in there. But they also were like opening one of the restaurants on the other side for people to sit. So you could get your food and you could still go over and find a place to sit. Although I think normally people would also be sitting outside, but it was cold.
Rainy and cold.
It's 40 degrees.
It normally sells out of Miami, right? Like it's normally.
Okay. It moved to Miami after our sailing. And
because I saw it when I got inaugural. Off.
Oh, did you?
When I was on. And I was like.
It's gorgeous. And you know,
Elizabeth, the outside of it looked amazing. And all the pictures that I saw from you guys really looked amazing.
And Norwegian always, they always get an artist to do their hull art. And so it's the, all their ships are very distinct like that. This one was, I can't remember her name, but she was like a street graffiti artist, you know? So the whole ship is painted, not just the front of it. It's really beautiful. So
that's
cool
really
ship.
Neat. I like that. Yeah. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. Thumbs up. Go see it. It was an awesome
all right, show. Sandy gives it a thumbs up. So you guys contact your trusty Outlander travel agent and book your trip.
Let's go.
How nice. Oh. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Kristen, for joining us.
Yes, thank you for hanging around.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So on behalf of Sandy, Kristen, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.